Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Fred. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player. That's audibletrial.com/Fred. But for now, enjoy the show. Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, everybody. Come on in. Sit down. Relax. Go to the gym. Maybe you're driving your car. Maybe you're doing dishes. Maybe you're, I don't know, maybe with your girl. This is the week of love. That's right. St. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And by the way, guys, we're going to have a special St. Valentine's Day episode this week. Hey, I have a few questions for you. Do you aspire to a creative life? Are you tired of working 9 to 5? Are you asking yourself, what is the point of it all? Do you want to take your life to the next level? This is the Creative Magic Unchained. This podcast is about unleashing your creativity. That's right. We talk to experts. We step into the unknown. It is an inspirational podcast. It is a magical podcast. It is an intuitive podcast as we chat with enigmatic, charismatic artists from around the globe. That's right. For musicians, singers, radio hosts, business people, photographers, everything in between. The tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Hey, in this place, sky is the limit and space is the place. I am Frederick Bai. You can also call me Fred, or you can call me Frederick B.A. Anyway you want it, that's cool with me. I'm your host, I'm a businessman, I'm an artist, I'm a writer, I'm a friend, I'm a partner, I am an animal lover, and this is free, F-R-E-E, every time you download it on iTunes or Stitcher, so please go over there, subscribe, it is listener supported. If you think that these episodes can really benefit someone, share it with somebody you like, share it with somebody you love. Hey, the more people hear about it, the better it is. So you can also leave a review in iTunes and Stitcher at Creative Magic. It really helps a brother out. It really does help a brother out. And what you're going to do now, by the way, is you're going to join our creatives community and get your free audio right now. So right now, what you're going to do, you're going to go to frederickbai.com. And you're going to enter your email right there at the bottom of the screen. You have a pop-up that's going to say, hey, join the creatives community. And you're going to get a bunch of cool stuff. You're going to have a free audio with my interview with JF Dubow. He's a new artist, but we talk about passion and the path that he took to get there. You're going to have Q&A articles. You're going to be the first to receive all the podcasts and a few giveaways that I'm about to give in a few weeks, a few days. I can't tell you right now, but I tell you what, a bunch of surprises are coming up in the near future. All right. Right before we dive into it, as you know, I always like to start off with something funny. So listen to this. A minister told his congregation, next week, I plan to preach about the sin of lying. To help you understand my sermon, I want you all to read Mark 17. The following Sunday, as he prepared to deliver his sermon, the minister asked for a show of hands. He wanted to know how many had read Mark 17. Every hand went up. The minister smiled and said, Mark has only 16 chapters. I will now proceed with my sermon on the sin of lying. All right, guys. All right, bunch of liars. All right. Right before we dive into this fascinating interview here, I bumped into an article this week that I thought would be very, very useful to you guys. It's the title is 7 Habits of Self-Made Millionaires. And maybe if you've been listening to this podcast for a while now, you understand my, you know, you are aware of my concern and my will to really educate myself financially, therefore educate you, because we're on this journey together. And, you know, so many of us want to take the first steps in our creative life or in our passion, or, you know, we're curious about something. You know, we want to write a book, produce an album, or whatever. And the number one preoccupation we have, the number one worry we have for the most of us is money, 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 money. And I think we need, you know, we need to be financially educated, and I think we need to develop great, good habits. So this article, I found it, actually I heard about it on fastcompany.com. That's fastcompany.com. And the person who wrote the article is Stephanie Voza. It was written back in November, the 16th of November. So I just want to share it with you for, if you allow me, 2 to 3 minutes here. So it goes like this. Most millionaires are not born. They're self-made. In a survey by Fidelity Investments, approximately 80% of people who have a net worth of $1 million or more did it without a trust fund or inheritance. As the classic Smith-Barney commercial from the 70s used to say, they make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it. Now, I don't remember this commercial, but maybe many of you may remember it. And she goes on to say that they also have habits that help them accumulate wealth. Your habits are the reason why you're rich or poor, says Tom Corley, author of Rich Habits, the daily success habits of wealthy individuals. In fact, it's often two or three habits that separate the wealthy from those who are financially challenged. Corley has studied millionaires for 12 years and says many of them share the same daily practices and beliefs. Here are 7 habits of self-made millionaires. Right before I continue on, I just want to say that I am planning on for sure getting financial experts on this show. And trust me, they won't be boring, you know, a boring show about investing and taxing all that. No, it's going to be an informative show for you guys. You're going to understand it. I believe in education in, you know, common language that the layman can understand. All right, so the article goes on to say the number one habit that self-made millionaires have is they read. Self-made millionaires are readers. Oh, yeah, you and I are readers, right? And Corley says this is the number one habit to adopt if you want to become wealthy. According to his study, 85% of millionaires read 2 or more books a month, and they choose books that help them grow, including topics like careers, biographies of successful people, self-help, health, current events, psychology, and leadership. The key to success in life is growing your knowledge base and skills, says Corley. Devote 30 minutes or more each day to learning by reading books. If you do, it will set you apart from the competition, as most people do not read. Ain't that freaking crazy? Ain't that freaking crazy? We don't read. We don't read in this place. All right, but you guys read, right? I know that. Second habit, they pursue things that interest them. People, and this is a major theme on this show. Creative Magic Unchained is all about, you know, pursuing things that we have an interest in. We don't just pursue things for money or for status or because, you know, mommy and daddy said that was the right thing to do. And you should have a nice, secure job. Blah, blah, blah. No, we are here to, this show is about fulfillment. So the article goes on to say people often enter career stability factor, but wealthy people pursue their interests. They put the ladder on their own wall, says Corley. When you're passionate about what you're doing, you work harder. Third, they find a mentor. 93% of self-made millionaires in Corley's study attribute their wealth to having mentors. Finding a success mentor in life is one of the least painful ways to become rich. Maybe I should follow this advice. Says Corley, it can put you on a fast track to success. Corley said there are 5 types of success mentors. Parents, parenting is very important. So all you guys out there who are parents, hey, you're the number one mentor for your kid. So parenting is very important when it comes to being a millionaire. Parents are your first mentors. If they teach children good daily success habits, they will struggle less in life. Teachers can reinforce the mentoring children receive at home from their parents or step in to provide success mentoring absent at home. Career mentors. Finding a mentor at work you admire, trust, and respect can lead to success in life. Choose someone at least two levels above your rank, and this is very important. I've bumped into really bad leaders at work. When I used to work in a cubicle, guys, oh, I look back sometimes, I go, my gosh, I can't believe. Anyway, it boggles my mind sometimes. You know, yeah, choose your mentors wisely, and you know, trust your gut. And do you respect that person? I didn't, back in the day when I used to work in a cubicle, I did not respect the individual. And it is, and when they're assigned as your manager, as your, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, they used to call themselves our coaches. We're not your managers. We're your coaches. You know, trust your gut and don't just follow anyone. All right, book mentors. Mentors don't have to be real relationships. Sometimes the best source are found in books, particularly books about successful people, says Corley. Yourself, oh yeah, experience, also called the school of hard knocks. Oof, a lot of us go through that, don't we? You can mentor yourself by learning from your own mistakes. This is the hard path to success because those mistakes and failure carry significant costs in both time and money, says Corley. But this is also the most powerful type of mentoring you can get because the lessons you learn are infused with intense emotion and never forgotten. Yeah, I can attest to that. Number four, they use dreams to set goals. Before millionaires identify goals, they do something that Corley calls dream setting. They write down what their ideal life would look like, then use this script to create the bullet point list of dreams. Goals are then built around each dream. Think of dreams as a ladder and rungs are your goals. He says, ask yourself, what do I need to do in order for each wish or dream to come true? Am I capable of performing those activities? And do I have the necessary skills and knowledge? Then take action. Five, the right to-do list. Goals are only goals when they have two things, 100% achievability and physical activity, says Crowley. Millionaires break down goals into physical action steps that make up their to-do list, and many have lists that follow a habit. Millionaires process success, says Corley. When you create processes, you don't have to think, which takes energy and contributes to decision fatigue. Habits are valuable because they brain fuel that can be used doing something else. Six, they create multiple streams of income. Oh, is that important? Multiple streams of income. God bless multiple streams of income. Self-made millionaires do not rely on only a single source of income, says Crowley. Instead, they develop multiple streams, and most have at least three. 65% had three or more streams of income that they created over time. Diversifying your sources of income allows you to weather the economic downturns. You know, diversify. I'm sure you've heard, you know, certain people say that. You're like a financial advisor, you know. Anyway, allows you to weather the economic downturns that always occur in life. Revenue streams include real estate rentals, stock market investments, annuities, private equity investments, part ownership in side businesses, ancillary products or services, and royalties. The seventh, they avoid time wasters. Do you have a lot of time wasters, people? And if you're listening to this podcast, you're on the right way. You're on the right path, I guess. All right. So millionaires believe money can be recouped, but the bigger risk is wasting time. When we invest our time in anything, it is lost forever, says Crowley. Yet, because we are all given what seems to be an abundance of time, it has very little value to us. That is true. You know, I try to do my best and not take time for granted. Anyway, 67% of the self-made millionaires in Coley's study watch less than one hour of TV each day. And 63% spend less than 1 hour a day on the internet activities such as Facebook or watching YouTube videos. It's funny because now when I find myself on Facebook and YouTube, I ask myself, is this really worth it? Like I start to have this kind of pang in my stomach, like this knot in my stomach. Now it's like, ugh, I start to, am I wasting my time? So this freed up time for them to pursue their dreams, goals, read, learn, exercise, volunteer, and network. I like that story. You know, money always has a special place, whether we admit it or not. It's so important. You know, it's so important. I think so many of us have been misled towards money, and including yours, truly speaking, right now. You know, and we learn from our own mistakes, as they say. And I am learning. And you know what? I'm glad to be on the path that I am today. Anyway, talking to you. All right, let's get on to this, to today's interview. Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I can see it. I can see it in my mind right now. I can see it. I'm a visionary. I'm a medium. I can see it. All right, we're talking to Michael Modjuleski. Michael Modjuleski, look, he's been everywhere. He has been on Oprah. You know Oprah, right? He's been on the Cosmopolitan magazine. He has appeared on PBS and, guys, countless others. He is an author and an adventurer. He's the author of, I mean, plenty of books like Inside Passage, Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles and Kwakutul Indians, North Through Paradise, Ageless Crest, a memoir, and his latest, A Wildlife, The Misadventures of a Cosmo Bachelor. And there's a bunch of stuff in there. We talked about it a little bit in the interview. He talks about women, talks about his adventures. Man, this guy is just, you're going to hear it in his voice. You're going to recognize when people are fulfilled, when people have had like a great life, they kind of have this enthusiasm in their voices. They kind of have this uplifting spirit, and this guy definitely has that. When he's not writing books, though, he's hosting adventure travel TV shows, and he gives motivational speeches. Michael enjoys exploring the Alaskan Fjords. I don't even know how to pronounce it. And he leads walking safaris in Tanzania in Africa. So you see the kind of guy he is. He's all over the place, all over the world, traveling, doing his thing. Hey, this guy is a happy dude. This guy is, you're going to learn a lot from his journey. I can tell you this. He's a perfect guest for the Creative Magic Unchained. And by the way, he sent me his book, Wildlife, The Misadventures of a Cosmo Bachelor. I'm waiting for it right now. And we're gonna have him again on this show because I loved him as a guest and I really want to dive into his books. So today we're gonna dive into it all, brothers and sisters. We're gonna dive into his background. His father was an NFL player. We're gonna dive into the fears, the fear-driven world, you know, lack of money, fears of rejection, doing what we love in life. We want to do what we love, and we're gonna find out how he came to become a writer. We go all over it. I mean, we dive into it. So without further ado, I'm gonna stop babbling altogether and we're gonna get to the conversation right after this. Hey guys, quick thanks to RadioGuestList.com, where you can find people to interview for free. For free. Or if you want to be interviewed, you can go there too. RadioGuestList.com. Thank you guys for your support. And speaking of you listeners, I want to hear from you. If you would like to be on the show to discuss a book you have written or that you loved, if you have a book recommendation or you just want to chat, email me. I want to hear from you at info@frederickbye.com. That's info@frederickbye.com. WillBuy.com. And for advertisement offers, use the same address. With subject, advertising. Hello, hello. So we are here with Michael Mojoleski. He's an adventurer and author. That's right. He authored Wildlife, The Misadventures of a Cosmo Bachelor. He's also the host of adventure travel TV shows, and he gives motivational speeches. He's appeared on Oprah, Cosmopolitan magazines, PBS TV, and countless others. How are you today?
Excellent, Frederick. Good to be with you.
Awesome, awesome. We're honored. Thank you very much. Hey, man, you've done, like I said before we went on the air, you've done it all. I mean, you seem to be, you're real an adventurer. You went in many, many, many countries. And we're going to dive into that. We're going to dive a little bit about your work and your books and your motivational speeches. But first, give us an idea here of your background.
Well, my father was a very famous athlete. He was a professional football player in the NFL in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. So, and we never had to be him. He never said, you know, you've got to grow up to be a football player or whatever. He always said, whatever you choose to do in life, just be the best. And whenever he would come home, you know, from an NFL game or just, you know, practice, he would say to his four children, the only four-letter word I do not want to hear in this house is can't. You can do anything in life if you put your mind to it and work hard enough. So there was such a positive upbringing. But Frederick, with my dad, I had go. But with my mother, I had whoa. She's Italian background, and I don't have a mother. I have a smother.
Okay.
So she was terrified, you know, and said, oh, my God, don't live. You might die.
Ah, I can't.
And, you know, I worry from the womb to the tomb. Just tell me after you do all these crazy things, you're personally responsible for every gray hair on my head, you know.
Ooh.
So it was interesting dynamic to kind of have that dichotomy of one parent just saying, go get it. And the other parent, you know, saying, whoa, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. But my mother really gave me my career, because when I was a little boy in Cleveland, Ohio, 6, 7, 8 years old, she read me to sleep every single night with the great stories of King Arthur and the Round Table, of Grimm's fairy tales. And one night she picked up a book called The Call of the Wild by Jack London. And I don't know why that particular story resonated so much. And she told me that even when my eyes were closed and I was breathing heavy, in other words, I was asleep, she kept reading. And I think it's been proven, if you want to learn a foreign language, let the tape recorder run all night. Because I think our subconscious is like the pilot light in a stove. It never goes out. And we're always absorbing things, even if our eyes are closed. So my mother put in my ear and in my heart and soul that love of language, the sense of story with those nightly readings as a little boy.
All right. So what did you want to do when you grew up?
Well, the crisis came. I kind of had two sides of my life, and that was the athlete. Because to try to please my father, I did go on a football scholarship to the University of Maryland, the same school that he went to. And I wasn't, you know, not very big like my dad, but I was a wide receiver that catches the football. And then one game against the Naval Academy, I was running down to cover a kickoff, and I launched myself to tackle the guy, and I heard his knee explode in the ear hole of my helmet. And when I jumped up and saw the poor guy on the ground screaming, I just felt horrible. And I ran off the field, and the coach picked me up and said, that's what we want here. And I just disconnected from football because of that violence. And the writer in me, the poet that, you know, I had always kept alive by writing a journal and –